I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio. Hey guys, it's on. You guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Neighborhood Radio?
Oh, I love
Hey Sarah, I'm gonna stop at this Dunkin' Donuts here. Can you pull over? I just want to grab like a green tea, decaf. Do you want anything?
No, I'm fine. I have a 5-gallon bucket of broth in the back seat, so I should be all set. Yes, I can pull over. I told you I have an all broth diet. It's just that's how I keep in such physical shape. What allows me to do all my hurdles and run. A marathon in roughly 2 hours. So I'll just pull over to this parking lot and I'll let you out. Go ahead and get what you want.
What kind of broth is it?
It's bone. It's all animal bone. I try to get bones from every animal kingdom. And every animal kingdom is the one main one, but
okay. All right.
You ask a lot of questions for being the new deputy. I'm not sure.
I love to learn. All right. Well, so you don't want a donut or anything? I know it's like stereotypical, but I figured, become a cop, you got to get a donut, right?
No, I get it. I do. If you could actually get me a croissant, I will put it in my broth until it disintegrates, and then that's how I'll have my donut. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Click.
Do-do-do-do. Do, 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 do. I don't want to.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Click, click. Yeah, really fast service. I got my decaf green tea. I got a little strawberry frosted donut, and I got your croissant here.
Un croissant. Yeah. Thank you, Michael. Just dip it in my broth. I'll just keep it there until it's gone.
Yeah, so what's.
Is that. What? Michael, do you have gas?
It might be my stomach. I had a big breakfast. So what do we normally do as police officers?
Michael, I can't shake that just sounded a little weird. Like, I know that you have strange gas problems, but can we just listen? What? Mike?
Is that coming from your broth?
Mike?
Yeah.
Did you book the small child that we took in 3 days ago? Did you put them in booking and handling and holdings for jail? Did you do that after the bank robbery?
I thought you were going to do that.
Mike, I gave you your shiny little badge. That was your job.
You gave it to me like 2 days after we put the little girl in the trunk of the car.
You know what we got to do now?
No.
Waterboard her. Oh.
Oh. Oh. No.
I thought you were going to say the same thing as me.
No, I was not going to say waterboard. I don't think we're... I was reading the manual. It says we can't waterboard people.
Well, we're reprinting it. It just hasn't come out yet, but it'll be updated.
Oh, okay.
But we do have to go by the book that's in print right now. So we're going to have to take her into holding and question her, okay? Let's go back to the station.
All right. This is a bumpy road. They're doing a lot of construction. Oh, good thing the station was right around the corner.
Yeah, we're here now.
Yeah, that's crazy how close it is. Do you want to let her out or should I? Because I don't really want to.
Yeah, I can let her out. I've handled a lot of axe murderers and stuff. So just give me some space, okay? Here, take this baseball bat. In case she gets rowdy, though.
Okay, do you want the taser?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you. Ooh, it's on.
All right,
opening the trunk. Oh, yeah. She looks like she needs some food.
Yeah. Well, here, she can have my donut.
Yeah, just put it through the top hole of the burlap sack. She'll be able to find her way to that, I think.
All right.
Mike, could you please pick up the shotgun in the trunk just to get it away, just in case figure it out.
Okay. I got it.
All right. And picking her up. Is there a child in a sack over your shoulder like a Kentucky soldier? What's that song? Do your ears hang low?
Is your child in a sack?
In a sack? Is she woggling forth and back? Does your victim...
We should probably just open the bag.
All right. Let's get her inside the jail first, okay?
Oh,
precinct.
Yeah, that happened. That happened with that that other guy, the rogue magician. Anyway, yeah, let's do that.
Oh, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan, rogue magician. We put him in the sack, and then I let him out outside the jail, and he just poofed away.
Well, he had that whole fear factor thing going. He knew.
Oh,
all right. Okay.
Let's get
this. We'll get this hot bun in the oven. Okay. Please open the door, Mike.
All right. I got it. Okay.
All right.
And then we have to go inside. And there's a couple more doors before we get to the jail cells.
Yeah, could you get that? Please get that door. Thank you. Okay. And the door in front of that.
Yeah. Well, hold on. We have to get decontaminated first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's always so fun.
All right, I'll get this other door. Hold on, it's stuck. Okay, all right.
You got it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I'm really glad we spent so much money 3 years ago on that heavy-duty decontamination system. I just really think the town's really been spruced up ever since we've upped the jail.
Yeah, you know, with just... It gets used so often, you know, is the thing that...
Yeah, so really, often.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll open up this jail cell.
Thank you.
Clink.
Okay. Walking through. And throw the burlap sack on the ground. Empty it out. All right. Cue music.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
It's another add-on I bought for the station.
Wow, really?
Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun.
All right, I think that's it.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna take the duct tape. Ready?
Yeah, rip it.
Three.
Grip it and rip it.
One. Hey. Little Chevy Thompson. Oh god, get out of the cell. Get out of the cell. Get out of the cell.
Oh god.
Locking sound. Okay. Alright, I'm gonna throw my strawberry frosted donut in there. Alright, there you go. Eat that.
You know, we forgot when we put the donut in the top of the burlap sack, we forgot that she had her mouth taped, so she's probably pretty mad right now.
It's a good thing I got two. She just squished the other one.
More, I want more.
There's another one in the sack. You just kind of squished it.
Yeah, look in the sack.
Why is it making this noise?
Well, it makes sense. Didn't you have a baby because Chevy Thompson fed you a demon cookie or something?
You're right.
We don't know if this granddaughter is all human.
More.
Yeah, I feel like she might not be completely human, but that's just me. That's my educated death.
It's kind of like
I said death, but I meant guess.
Yeah, I think Freudian slip, because I feel like we're going to die.
Yeah. So I've got a bunch of Tic Tacs in my back pocket. I'm going to slowly reach for them, okay?
Tic Tacs.
Yeah, I've got some Trident gum.
Lots of Tic Tacs.
Unpopping the top.
Give me some Tic Tacs, Mike. I want some.
All right.
I got disconnected. I got sent into another realm.
Here's the Tic Tacs.
Oh no.
Michael.
Yeah?
Oh no. I'm lost in space. Space and time. They are separate.
Okay. I
can't figure out where I am.
Trident gum too. Do you want that?
Oh, Trident gum.
All right,
gum.
Well, it's
yes,
me, Sarah,
please,
and I'm terrified.
Why do you sound so different? Did not eating turn you into a
golem? I can see the face of my father's... my forefathers.
I don't have to talk to you until I get my lawyer. Fathers,
their fathers, their mothers, their fathers, those fathers.
Do you have a lawyer?
Yes. Some more mothers. I think I got jettisoned into outer space. This small girl.
Here's the
thing about her is here's the trident gum.
Give me gum.
I'm not sure what to do about it.
Yeah, Sarah, I don't think this kid's going to talk to us until she gets a lawyer.
Listen, I don't know what just happened to you guys, but I just got sent to an alternative universe.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Is that what that noise was? I was focused on the golem child. I didn't even realize. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were gone.
No, I couldn't hear anything anymore. It just seemed like I was floating in outer space. I saw galaxies, universes, stars, planets.
Yes, good.
Rose, did you do that?
No, I didn't do that.
Sarah, I think we have to kill this kid.
I am not against that.
Shabby's going to come for you.
She's evil deading us, and I just
Chevy Thompson's gonna come for you.
Okay, Michael, though, she has a very good point. We should actually probably ask her where Chevy Thompson is, because that's actually our main, you know, he's the gentleman who robbed the bank.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't my when I had the baby, he was there. Probably could have got him. Yeah. Hey.
He's gonna come for you.
It's Rose, right?
Yes.
Rose, where is Chevy Thompson? Where is your grandfather?
Don't you see him? He's all around you.
No, we don't. That doesn't make any sense. Stop being cryptic.
Thompson.
Please, Rose, you have to stop biting your own toes, okay? That's just too spooky. Please, focus. Where is Chevy Thompson?
I love the toe juice. The toe juice helps me. It helps me.
Can we, like, expedite one of those waterboarding manuals?
If you have any Axe body spray on you, you should be able to spray it on her, and she should be able to just calm down for a second.
Yeah. Brad gave me some. Hold on. Okay, here we go. All right.
Perfect.
What did that do again?
It should just make her little devilish side a little less devilish and a little more rose-like.
Okay.
Rose, can you tell us where your grandfather is?
I'm not going to tell on him.
Please?
No, that's my grandfather.
Okay, well, what do you want, Rose? What do you want from us?
Lollipops.
Okay, well, let me go get some lollipops. Mike, can you watch her for a second?
Not just any lollipops. What? I want green apple lollipops.
Yep.
Green apple.
That's totally doable.
Green apple!
Okay, Mike, can I talk to you over the side here for a second?
Yeah, okay.
Mike, so we have a couple...
Rose, shut up!
Yeah, shut up, Rose.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
We have a couple red apple lollipops, but there's a green apple in my lunchbox. If you take the red apple lollipop and just rub it on the green apple for like 5 minutes straight, I think we can give Rose exactly what she wants.
Oh, okay. Where's your lunchbox?
It's 2 towns over. I left it at home.
Okay. Well, I'll go get it.
I mean, I don't know. What else can we do?
I've got green mint. I've got spearmint trident gum.
Okay.
If we can put that on a stick and harden it somehow, like under a heated lamp.
Well, the interrogation room lamps are usually pretty hot because we're trying to fry people to death so that they answer things fast. So
do you have a rubber band?
We do have a heated lamp. Here, take my hair elastic.
Okay. All right. And
flowing locks unfurl.
I just need some goldfish, and I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Okay. Distractor.
Okay. I will. Sounds like the boogeyman's coming with the chainsaw.
The boogeyman's already here.
All right. All right, Rose Thompson. Hey, Rose, I've got a question for you.
Yeah?
Which character of Seinfeld was the most moral?
That's a trick question because none of them actually were.
Damn it.
They were all evil, like me and my grandfather.
All right. So I would like to make sure that we now have a statement of you, Rose Thompson, saying that Chevy Thompson is evil. Is that correct?
Never. You'll never get Damn what it. You want from me. Because I'm Damn smarter it. And better than you.
Okay, I'm back. I got a green apple lollipop. Definitely not a bunch of spearmint gum that I hardened.
Give me it.
Give wait, me wait, it. Wait, 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 wait. Cue music.
Dun, 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 dun. Sure, it's
Rose
Clown.
Shut up, Michael!
Music, dun, 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 dun. The music just helps set the mood.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right, now you can give her the lollipop.
Give me
if she tells us where Chevy Thompson is, right?
Ooh, tricky, yeah.
Over yeah? My, oh, you want the lollipop?
Over my dead body! Do you guys want to kill a child today?
Is that an option?
Yeah.
Wait.
You can't kill me when I'm already dead.
This does seem like a very precarious conversation to have right now.
All right. Can I just say something really quick?
Sure. Yeah. You can say anything you want to me. I just got sent to a...
Listen, this girl has something going on. I just got sent to another dimension for a short period of time again. I don't understand what's going on, but it's a little bit creepy.
Boring.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give her the lollipop.
Give me a...
So...
Wow.
So, Sarah... I did fill part of that with truth serum that I concocted after getting into a local tree and using the sap. And then I had to borrow some of your broth, but I mixed it all together and was able to make a truth serum. Some old ladies in the woods taught me how to make it.
Thank God for that local tree.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
All right. Well, Michael, can you handle this for a second? One of my hospice patients in the other jail cell. Oh. I just have to brush their hair really quick.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be right back.
All right. Let's test this out. Hey, Rose. What does Chevy Thompson like to put on his chocolate chip cookies?
Mustard. Mustard.
All right.
Mustard.
What, where is Chevy Thompson right now?
Mustard. You have to look inside yourself, Michael.
Okay, what does that mean? Because that seems like a very confusing thing.
Jimmy knows the answer. Jimmy.
My neighbor?
Knows the answer.
The creepy Jimmy?
Yes. He doesn't like to be called Creepy Jimmy. There's nothing wrong with him.
He had a tunnel attached to my house.
We all have so tunnels, you're telling me- Michael. We all have tunnels.
What does that mean? Why are you being so cryptic?
Jimmy is the answer. Go there.
Okay. So I have to go arrest Jimmy. Is Jimmy complicit in your crimes?
Don't arrest him. Just go there and ask him where Chevy Thompson is.
And then what will he tell me?
I can't tell you that.
But do you know it?
Jimmy knows the answer. Wait,
hold on. No, Rose. Do you know the answer? Do you know what Jimmy's going to tell me?
Jimmy. I'm gonna go to sleep now.
All right, I just got back. My patient died, so we have a funeral to go to later. But
okay,
it's okay. She was done. She was toast. What did you get? What'd you get out of a little Rose here?
Well, Rose is passed out now, thank God. But she said that Jimmy has the answer, and we have to go talk to Jimmy.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that's my feeling. I don't want to talk to Jimmy. And then she tried to correct me for calling him creepy, but like you can't do creepy things and not be called creepy, right?
Yeah, but I mean, are we judging Jimmy too fast? Like, I'm not sure. Probably not. I don't
know.
No,
think I feel
so.
Like I'm judging Jimmy pretty reasonably.
Well, did you hear that?
Is she channeling Chevy Thompson?
That sounds like Chevy.
Chevy?
Yes, I'm you.
Wait.
Wait, what? Are you able to channel your voice through your granddaughter?
Yes.
Chevy Thompson. Chevy,
it's me,
where...
Chevy Thompson.
All right, so Rose. To prove it, what's the... Chevy Thompson, please tell us, what's the best... the best TV show?
Seinfeld, dumbass.
That's him.
It's him. It's
That's
him.
Him.
It's me,
him.
Chevy
That's
Thompson.
Hey, Chevy.
Chevy
If
Thompson.
You were to say that you're in a place right now, what place would that be?
Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's him.
Talk.
Wait, he's on the set of Seinfeld?
Talk
Wait,
to
are you
Jimmy.
On the...
Talk to yeah, no, Jimmy.
Got...
Talk
I
to freaking
that...
Jimmy.
Oh my God, Chevy! Your granddaughter already told us that.
Oh shit! Did she really?
Yeah, she did.
My bad. I'm really sorry.
Way to like
Chevy.
You're really stepping on her toes, man. What the hell,
Chevy? Can we just talk to you for a second? Do you
yeah,
mind?
Seriously, can we?
Yeah, sure.
You have a couple
I got
minutes.
I'm in the freaking world. What do you want? What do you freaking
cue
want?
Music.
Dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun,
so
dun,
every time you say cue music, does that start?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, it's another system we add into the jail.
Dun, 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 it's a different riff. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. I just think it's just helpful. You just say it and Alexa hears it and it just goes.
Chevy freaking Thompson here, what do you want?
All right.
To arrest you.
Chevy.
How you can't get me.
Okay.
Chevy, why did you rob that bank?
For money.
Okay, that's the motive. All right.
All right, that makes sense.
Chevy, what do you want the money for?
Yeah, what do you need the money for?
Excuse me?
To grow my bank account and to invest in stocks. What do you freaking want from me?
Okay, that makes sense. I understand that. I'm a businesswoman as well. I'm a millionaire. What? Okay, so why? What?
What? Are you going to freaking arrest me? You're going to? I'm not even freaking here
yeah.
right now.
We want to try. We have your granddaughter.
Chevy, touch me.
To be honest, if I could shoot your granddaughter and know that it would kill you, I would do it. But the current printing of the book tells me that I can't do that.
Oh, you
yet.
Can't freaking kill her. Trust me. You can't freaking kill her. Go ahead and shoot her and try. Go ahead and shoot her and try.
The new printing of the book allows me, but it's just not out and available yet, so I cannot shoot yet.
Have you tried to shoot her and kill her, Chevy?
You know, a couple times. I mean, as most grandfathers do to their granddaughters.
That's fair. That's fair.
That is fair.
You can't
Chevy,
kill her, though. She's
you...
not human.
What? Excuse me? Mm-hmm. What is
she's
she?
She's not freaking... Well, obviously, she's not freaking human because I'm talking to you through her. Hello? Hello?
Is she a robot?
She's not.
Is she a human walkie-talkie?
She comes from the underworld, all right? All right. She comes from the underworld, but I still call her my granddaughter. You gotta talk to frickin' Jimmy.
Chevy, do you actually have like a biological family or did you just adopt a bunch of underworld creatures?
Come on, Chevy. Hey, you can't freaking judge me for the way I talk. That's actually really, that's really rude on your end there, Sarah.
Sorry. I did not judge you. I only mimicked
you. Mocked
you.
Me. You freaking mocked me.
Well, it doesn't say anything in the handbook about mocking, Chevy. Like,
well,
mocking is okay. If we
hurt.
Were to say, like, you're at... What?
It freaking hurt my feelings, Michael.
All right.
Freaking hurt.
Listen.
Sarah, maybe you should apologize.
Chevy, no, you're right. Listen, Chevy, if I were
apology
to
not accepted.
Well, okay, so you wouldn't accept it if I did apologize.
You know what? I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Okay, what? No.
No, we got to know more about this...
Damn
so
it.
Chevy Thompson has access to the like hell. He's got access to hell.
Okay, so one thing that we learned in that conversation was that we can keep Rose here a prisoner just to be access to Chevy because one, she is non-human, so we do not have to treat her with human rights. That's what the current printing of the handbook says. And two, yeah, just like you said, Michael, Chevy Thompson has access to hell, which is a little alarming because I did not know that was a real thing.
Yeah, I kind of... That...
Oh, sorry, Michael. One of my hospice patients just spit up on their shirt. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'll just stand here alone and really think about this. I wonder if he opened a portal. Like, it must have been a portal to hell to get access to it. Unless that... I didn't say anything to activate this. Alexa, stop the music.
Mike, I'm back.
Sorry, I don't know why the music's playing. It's like a different version every time.
Mike, did you start this? Did you start the music?
I didn't start the music. All right. Let's call it a day and then we'll figure this out tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, we'll figure it out tomorrow. Have a good night, Michael.
All right, good night.